Chaotic Spring.
Here we are.
Chaotic Spring. How do you feel about Chaotic Spring? Has it been affecting you?
Oh man, I've been fucked up.
It's real.
It's very fucking real.
It's like I've never had a Chaotic Spring, but I'm having a Chaotic Spring.
Uh-huh.
And I blame part of it. We talked about this a couple episodes ago on the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
Another big part of it on Mercury retrograde,
uh-huh.
which is still going on
till tomorrow,
as you just told me.
It'll be done by the time we release.
Good
this.
God! Because like I said 2 seconds ago, I was talking to someone last night, and they're like, "Oh man, like shit's so crazy." Is it Mercury retrograde? And I was like, "No."
It's the first time I've ever felt that like everyone is feeling it so intensely, and I don't know if that's what it is or what, but it's like everyone I know is going the fuck through it right
something
now.
Something is off.
Yeah,
something is off in the
really
universe.
Fucking off,
and I don't like it. It's the interesting thing is the fact that everybody seems to be going through it or having some sort of like, I haven't met anyone in the last like 3 weeks that's been like, yeah, man, shit's just normal. I mean, maybe they do exist, but none of my friends.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
No one I know,
but it's just the chaos is real. It's like, even just the fucking weather, it's like cold again. I don't know. It's just nothing is like, it seemed very light at the end of the tunnel, winter kind of situation.
And then just completely flipped.
But it's not even that it completely flipped. It's that it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know? It's like looking outside right now. It's beautiful and sunny, but it's cold.
Yeah.
Like wearing my fucking puffer jacket. Yeah. It's cold.
Yeah.
Everything is just like off. Everything is just in a weird, weird state. Like I was talking to like Eric in New York, and he was the one that, you know, kind of coined this chaotic spring. Maybe this is a thing. I don't know.
Hmm.
But it's the first time I'd ever like experience it. And but he's like dude man, it's fucking chaotic spring in New York. And I was like, go on. And he's like, everything's just fucked. Everyone's lost their minds. Everyone's in like a weird transitional state. Everyone's just like lost, confused. But you seem to be okay.
No, I'm fucked.
Really?
I've been going through it. I don't know.
Well, you told me a second ago that you had a call with some guy today.
Yeah, I had a call with some producer who was just like giving me advice on this film I'm trying to make and pretty much just told me to find another career. Which
just
is, you know,
give up.
Which is something that, and you know, I hadn't even told him about the film or anything like that. So, but you know, it's just something I hear all the fucking time, but just like, I don't know. I was already going through it. I like shot the pitch video for my telefilm application yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm good at talking. That's what I kind of do, right?
we're doing it right now.
There was a moment where we were shooting where I just like completely like lost the plot and like couldn't speak.
Really?
And I was just like, what is going on with me? Like, what is happening? And I'm trying to edit the footage. First of all, editing like an hour of footage.
Wait, so what are you editing?
The pitch video for telefilm.
Oh, so you have to
make a video.
How long is the video?
5 minutes.
And you shot this already?
Yeah, I shot this yesterday.
With who?
Shout out JK, who, you know, Jonathan?
Of course.
Yeah, he acted in it with me.
JK, yeah. Hell yeah, I love
legend.
That guy.
Absolute legend.
I love that guy.
We got to get him on the pod.
Canadian film royalty. I've actually like drunkenly like asked him like 100 times.
And he's got to come on.
Let's actually do that.
So sick. Anyways, he really hooked it up and helped me out. And but yeah, I don't know. Like, I was just... I know this film so well.
Where did you shoot this?
At my friend's studio.
Okay.
Anyways,
what did you shoot? Without giving away anything, but like...
So the pitch video just requires you to like talk about the film, synopsize it, tell you...
So it's not like a scene or something?
No. I mean, I took the liberty to kind of like do a little differently and shot a scene.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm trying to edit an hour of footage of and more than that of myself. And it's been excruciating.
Into five minutes.
And just like... looking at my fucking self for so long.
Yeah, well, how do you think I feel editing this damn podcast every fucking week?
I know, it's why
like,
I can never
gotta listen to our voices again.
Oh my God, that's like, I thought I could do the Cassavetes thing. I could never do the Cassavetes
thing. What's the
Cassavetes
thing?
Like acting and starring in my own movies.
Oh, that's the dream though.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Would you ever pull like a M. Night Shyamalan?
What does he do? Cameo?
He cameos in everyone's
movies.
Well,
it's like the Hitchcock thing first. But
oh, is it actually? It would be very funny if you
Hitchcock's
were just...
cameos are hilarious because he'll literally just be like in the back of the bus and he'll just be like, and it's always like very winky, you know? He'll just be like, he'll walk past one of the actors and look back at them and keep going.
That's so
every
sick.
Single film, I think. Yeah,
really?
Like literally a 2 second clip of him in it.
That's so amazing.
It's amazing.
I love
so
Easter
sick.
Eggs like that where you're just like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Because like the M. Night ones, I can't say his name today for some reason. Mercury. His are funny because they started out being just like little slight cameos, and then they kind of got annoying where he would just like have lines and stuff and be like arguably like a really tiny character, and it's kind of like, okay, like relax, buddy. But okay, well, that makes me happy that you're feeling it too, because I feel like you
I've been feeling I'm not an anxious person. I've been so fucking anxious over the last like 2 weeks.
I mean, me too.
Like so anxious to the point that it's like debilitating, and it's so unusual for me.
Yeah,
like, I suffer from most other things, but not this.
No, my anxiety is like very, very real.
Yeah.
But it's so, it's like somebody once said this to me. They were like, they're like, oh man, like you seem like you're pretty good. Like things seem to be like pretty fine. And I like turned to them and I was like, no. I'm just a good actor.
Yeah.
In disarray, new flames begin. Old flames just die. This chaotic spring, chaotic spring. Stay inside, make new friends, start new group. Chats hang out in a different neighborhood. Spreads like rain in the gutters of the city streets, and everyone knows your name.